out and about in Western agriculture. You may have seen the SIP certified logo the last time you were buying wine at the store. The Sustainability in Practice program, also known as SIP, has been around for over 15 years and now has over 140 wineries that qualify as SIP certified.
So a SIP certified grower goes through an actual certification process. So we're a third-party certifier that's developed SIP certification for sustainably farmed vineyards. And basically what the program does is it looks at the entire farm. So we're addressing habitat conservation, air quality, water quality, even down to business sustainability and human resource issues. And the way the program is mapped out is there's certain things that have to be done. They're called requirements. So we're a practice-based certification. So we would say, you know, to deal with soil erosion, you need to have a cover crop.
SIP certification manager Beth Vicmanic-Lopez says the program requires and certifies that a wine grower is promoting sustainability throughout their entire operation. Even with certain requirements, the program developers also saw that some operations deal with different issues based on location variables, and it allows the certification to be molded to individual challenges.
And then we additionally have management enhancement questions, so they build on the requirements, and what they allow is for some flexibility for someone to choose the best practice for their region. So say you're in Paso Robles and we have a question that deals with watering your roads for dust abatement. Maybe that's not a good practice for you there. But if you're in Santa Maria and you have a really healthy well and a really big dust problem, like that could be a good practice for you. So it allows some flexibility for people to choose the best way to farm on their property.
Stay with Agnet West for more on the SIP program and benefits it provides to growers. I'm Taylor Hillman for Agnet West.